It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do not touch the glass. Do not approach the glass. You pass him nothing but soft paper. No pencils or pens. No staples or paper clips in his paper. Use the sliding food carrier. No exceptions. If he attempts to pass you anything, do not accept it.
Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand, sir.
I'm going to show you why we insist on such precautions. On the afternoon of July 8, 1981, he complained of chest pains and was taken to the dispensary. His mouthpiece and restraints were removed for an EKG. When the nurse leaned over him, he did this to her. The doctors managed to reset her jaw, more or less, save one of her eyes. His pulse never got above 85, even when he ate her tongue. I keep him in here.
Dr. Chilton.
If Lecter feels that you're his enemy, then, well, maybe we'll have more luck if I go in by myself. What do you think?
You might have suggested this in my office and saved me the time.
Yes, sir. Then I would have missed the pleasure of your company, sir.
Crawford must be very busy indeed if he is recruiting help from the student body. Busy hunting that new one, Buffalo Bill. What a naughty boy he is. Do you know why he's called Buffalo Bill? Please tell me. The newspapers won't say.
Well, it started as a bad joke in Kansas City Homicide, and they said, this one likes to skin his humps.
Why do you think he removes their skins, Agent Starling? Throw me with your acumen.
It excites him. Most serial killers keep some sort of trophies from their victims.
I didn't.
No. No, you ate yours.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
You can talk about the pit.
You know, yes, the boy can bring joy right out of the box sometimes.
He's an artist who paints with sound.
I swear to God, I am right now enjoying a moment of introspection. I am trying to figure out how sick I am.
No, no.
That amused me so much. That song with Hannibal Lecter, it's sick, but we were in here listening to one of the greatest horror movies of all time, and we are laughing like schoolgirls.
Yep.
Our jaws are unhinged, and then we start laughing even more when Rob plays this. Welcome, 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 welcome
to
the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, keep them coming. Yeah. That's all I can say.
You got it, man.
It is, what is it? Thursday, June 12th, 2008. Today on the show, it's finally here. We've been waiting for it for a long time.
Hooray.
It is our Father's Day Fat Daddy Contest.
Fat Daddies.
Also on the show today, we will have Jeffrey Ross, the roast master of all time, one of the funniest guys. Fearless is the word to describe this guy.
Hilarious.
He'll be at the DC Improv now through Sunday. Get your tickets at dcimprov.com. But today, along with Jeffrey Ross, it's all about the fatties and all the games that they're going to be playing.
Games fat guys play.
So far, we have three out of the five that have arrived. We're not sure whether it's traffic that they're having problems with or, you know, they just move kind of slow.
Could be a doorway issue.
We're going to welcome Anthony, yeah, Stephen, and Chris. Mm-hmm. They will be participating in this order today in these contests. The Jumbo Jumble, that will be worth 5 points.
Right.
That's just what you would see in the newspaper, where we mix up all the letters and they got to figure out what they is, and then they got to put it together in a certain amount of time, and the shortest amount of time wins.
Buzz and I were talking before the show. I think, yes, it shouldn't be points. I think they should be awarded 5 calories.
5 calories. Maybe in 100 increments.
Yes.
Maybe in 1,000.
Yeah, 5,000
calories. That was 5,000 calories. Also, we will have the ice cream balance challenge. Now, that's going to be a fun game where they each get a pint of ice cream, vanilla ice cream. Mm. They've got a spoon, and they have to eat the ice cream and stand on 1 foot for as long as they can. Once again, they will be timed on this. Uh-huh. Think Fast, another timing game. They will be asked 5 questions, and whoever can answer the questions, all of them, all 5, in the shortest period of time will be the big winner. Now, if we have both guys get through the 5 questions quickly, we will have a think-off, which should be wonderful. And then at the end of the show today, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be in the neighborhood, we urge you to come by for this to 10800 Main Street. This will be happening probably right around the 10 minutes to 6 mark today. So if you're getting out of work at 5, come by Fairfax and see the Mentos Diet Coke Harvest.
Harvest?
That's what she called it.
She went from math.
I didn't pre-read the card.
To Harvest.
BA.
So today, for once, you didn't pre-read the
card. Yes, for once, I didn't pre-read the card, Rob.
Well,
Mentos Diet. Rob makes it sound like I'm Johnny. I'm for Christy. I come in my Maserati and I just walk in. I walk in. I do nothing for the show. Yeah. Okay. I just read it. I'm Bob Hope. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, you got me in a mood with that opening. I swear to God. You got me completely goofy with that.
Well, wait till the harvest. Then you'll really laugh.
Beth Ann McBride to the studio, please.
Of course.
Our executive producer is flitting around the hallway somewhere, being her McBridian self.
Yeah, well, the Mentos thing, I guess the guys are going to try to catch the spew in their cup, and whoever catches the most spew is the winner of that.
That's why we call it the Mentos Diet Coke
Harvest.
You hit, I tell you, both my buddies have pleased me greatly in the opening of the show today.
Oh, good.
I like the opening, and I like the Mentos Diet Coke Harvest. They will be harvesting. They will be harvesting the spoon that comes out of the Diet Coke, the 2-liter Diet Coke bottles. If you've never seen this, you must live in a bunker, but I think everybody's seen the deal where you have the 2-liter bottle, you stick the Mentos down in there, and it shoots a Diet Coke fountain that goes straight up in the air.
It's amazing.
It's truly amazing
YouTube.
To watch.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube and everywhere else. I mean, you've seen it on television shows. But I think Letterman did it on his show one time.
Today we'll have an advantage because the Diet Coke bottle will be secured by Peter the Intern.
Peter the Intern, this is something Rob has been looking forward to all week.
An awesome sight.
We all have our moments of pleasure. We all have our moments of pleasure on this show. And that is Rob's. Rob's moment will be when Peter gets down on all fours, secures the 2-liter bottle, and the spooge goes spraying up into the air, coming straight down on Peter.
He's all about the suffering of others.
A tradition unlike any other.
As I like to say, Rob, what is not harvested will make Peter wet.
Exactly.
So that's how that's going to work. Now, we got 3 of these guys. What's all 4? Okay, you can have a contest with 4. Is it Mike or Michael?
It's the one that's not 400 pounds. Oh. That's Mike.
So what's the deal with the 400 pounder?
He is 400 pounds.
Yeah.
We need to give him some
He's
more
the
time.
Heaviest one.
Yes.
Rolling
That's
as fast
funny.
As he can.
Did he charge
that
his...
is funny that the heaviest guy's not here
Did
yet.
Did he charge his scooter?
He's coming on his rascal. So we have Anthony, Stephen, Chris, and Mike. And do we have a phone number for Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to call him. He's not answering.
Oh, he's not answering. He's a
bailer. He can't find it.
He can't hear it.
He's a
bailer.
All right, so all those guys, we'll be meeting them a little bit later on in the broadcast. I want to give you the phone number. I didn't do that. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. I have a question for people in Northern Virginia. Mm. If they have experienced what I experienced right before the show, and it's always like, you know this is true. Isn't it like a gold mine when something happens to you like 10 minutes before you're going to leave your house?
Because
you know, it's like this pay dirt that you're going to talk about on the show. You didn't expect
it. They hand it to you with a stamp and everything.
I'm running late today. I did my little elliptical thing, and I just was late, dragging my ass. Didn't want to do it. Was waiting for a package, and you know how that works. Mm-hmm. That's like watching the water boil. You never, you know, you sit there, and I found myself sitting outside, and it's absolutely here in Washington, D.C. It could not be a more beautiful day.
It's
it
pretty
is
nice.
So gorgeous. And I'm sitting on the front porch, just like they used to do in olden times.
Sweet tea?
Waiting. I wish I had a sweet tea. Oh, I wish I had a sweet tea. I wish I had a sweet tea.
Bring the honey, Junior.
I got yelled at by Carla today when she looked at how much honey that I was putting on my cereal. Because I can't use regular, like, Equal anymore. I can't use the artificial sweeteners. Mm-hmm. So she looks up to and she looks, 17 grams. 17 grams a tablespoon.
Now, wean yourself off slowly. You'll be fine.
But I waited and waited and then was running late, and I'm just about to jump into the shower. I'm in my workout stuff. The doorbell rings, and that pisses me off to start with.
Sure.
So you're naked?
I am. No, I had to put my shirt on. I was in my gym shorts, and I had to put my my shirt back on. Because
nice.
I got halfway down the stairs. If it's a guy or like UPS guy or mailman, I don't give a rat's ass. You know, I'll just go to the door and grab whatever he's got.
Right.
But I look and I see I can see just from the calf down that it's a lady standing at the door with a little ankle tattoo. So I run back upstairs to throw a shirt on, and I go back downstairs, and it's a young woman. I guess I'm going to say anywhere from like 18 to 25.
Okay.
And she says to me, hi. You know immediately it's some sort of BS solicitation.
Right.
And I can deal with that if it's a Saturday, but I can't deal with that when I'm 5 minutes away
from
hopping in
high.
The shower. She said, hi, I'm doing a survey.
Oh, there you go.
And she got...
How was her tone?
Her tone was, I'll tell you the look.
Okay.
It looked to me like she could have perhaps been involved in some no good. Like maybe the carnival passing through town, or maybe like
gypsies.
Maybe not gypsies because, you know, she didn't have that gypsy quality
to
her.
They don't have to
travelers.
Anymore.
But yeah, that's right. The travelers.
The tinkers.
She had that. It was that immediate vibe I got.
Oh.
And I didn't let her get through the whole spiel because I said, you're going to have to come in another time because I am late for work. Yeah. So she left. But what I got in this spiel, and this is my question for people, you know, specifically in Northern Virginia.
She ran away with your coffee table.
she didn't have any flyers. She didn't have a clipboard. Oh. She didn't have anything.
Really?
She said, I'm participating in a contest where I have to ask you some questions and earn points, and that's about all I got.
Uh-huh.
And it was this.
It seemed to be
a pre-done spiel.
Right.
And I just knew that at some point, you know, there was going to be money involved in it. I'm not sure. God, how did it go? It was like, I'm here. I'm in this youth program where, you know, but she wasn't a youth. You know what I mean? She didn't look like she was high school age. And she had, Rob, the choppers.
Bad.
The choppers were scary.
Yeah.
But the choppers and a pierced tongue. I could see through the bad choppers.
Really?
So, I mean, everything was pointing to... There's something wrong here. Something's not quite right. And I'm just wondering whether I'm the only one that's having these kind of solicitors come to the door.
I've had quite a few.
I'm very curious about that.
It sounded like a prepared spiel.
She got halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like the big pussy that I am, I went back in the house and I peered out through the shade, you know,
crying.
to see. And there she was doing a beeline right over to my neighbor's house.
Sure.
Getting ready to do the same spiel. I don't know what the whole pitch was because I didn't give her enough time. I just wasn't in the mood, and I was running late, so I didn't find out exactly what was happening with that.
I got hit up.
Have you guys gotten anything like that in your neighborhood?
I can tell you something about that.
Not like that. Okay. I got a really, really aggressive carpet cleaning service 2 weeks ago that kept saying, well, you know, we can do this. We can do your – we're familiar with your square footage. We can do your whole house. $109. And I said, that's really great, but we're not going to have it done right now. We've had it done recently. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. They said, $109. $109.
And and this is knocking on your door,
right? Yeah, and on a Sunday afternoon, I said, well, could you come back in a few weeks? And she said, no, it's today only because we are based in New Jersey, but today we're in your neighborhood. And
yeah,
I said,
see, that's creepy right there. And you're right, the travelers. Mm-hmm. Are those people based like in the Carolinas, right?
Right.
They prey on old people a lot, right?
Anybody who's a sucker.
These are people that'll go around and they'll say that they will do household projects.
Buffers.
Like even remodeling a bathroom or something, and they'll do half the work and then they'll split and they'll get the check up front.
And sometimes these are jobs. I had a friend who, desperate for work, accepted a job that had him going door to door saying, hi, I'm Mike Skelton. Don't know if you know me or not, but I live in the neighborhood and I'm working my way through school. And at that point, then he goes to sell magazines. But it's all a prepared spiel.
It's all like a real deal. And I have no idea what this survey or what it was, but it was hinky. I knew it was hinky.
I actually have something in the audio vault that answers to this.
Really?
There's been a lot of downed trees and stuff that requires assistance because of all these storms we had last week. And they're saying beware of people that are going door to door and offering to do services like this that aren't licensed because there is such a demand. There's a long wait.
I get it. Constantly.
Listen to this. Hmm. This is an entertaining news story. I think you'll like this.
The recent storms are leading to repairmen scams. An 82-year-old woman said she was a victim when two men dressed as repairmen asked to check her water. Once they got inside, the woman said one of the men distracted her while the other went through her dresser drawers.
Yeah,
all they did just in my dresser drawers up there just turned things. And I said, my Lord, even moved my stockings. Now, you know, that don't make no sense.
Money,
what he was looking for. I know that's what they were looking for.
In the end, she is the one having the last laugh because the thieves took some money. They got away with about $4.
So, don't you blaspheme in here.
You could have lost $4.
Did you really, Joe, did that really happen to you?
What?
Joe says, Joe Artinger writes, some people came to my door asking where I was spending eternity.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
Did you tell
creepy.
Them CBS?
That's creepy.
I said CBS. Wherever they got Miller Lite on tap.
Nice shirt, Joe.
Very nice, Joe. I appreciate that, that you're all dressed up. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Donald.
Donald, where are you calling from?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno. I would imagine that type of thing happens in Reno as well as Virginia and everywhere else.
Sure.
It happens all over, but you told her you're late for work. She's going to go back up there, knock on the door, and find out no one's home.
Oh, they're trying to track your schedule so you're easy to break into a house when someone's not
you told
there.
Her you were just...
Yes.
Yeah, but my but here's the deal. My girlfriend and I almost have, like, shift work. I mean, Carla goes to work extremely
to
early. I go to work extremely late.
So you...
she literally was, you know, pulling in with that. Now I'm even more freaked out
so
about that.
So who was at the house?
Somebody will be in the house.
You are so lucky. They usually avoid houses that have alarm signs, like an ADT or that kind of thing.
I've got an actual rigged up situation where the you trip the shotgun and blows your head
that
clean
is
off.
Brilliant.
There you Acme.
Go. It's the only thing that works.
Oh, I'm kidding. It's just a bucket of water, but it's hilarious. Let's go to Eric in D.C. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Eric?
Hey, Mike. Listen, love your show and really have enjoyed your news format change. Enjoyed everybody there.
Thank you very much.
Listen, I was listening to you talking about the people who come to your door soliciting for stuff or the youth programs, and I'm working in DuPont Circle, and I just walked about three blocks, and within three blocks, I went through the groups of people who are trying to do Greenpeace, the environment savers, and the young kids who are trying to raise money for their basketball program. And my new technique that I've developed now is pulling out the cell phone about 5 feet away and just keep walking.
You know, that is a good idea, and you can do that at home, too. If you got a cordless phone or even if it stretches far enough,
exactly.
Can I just pretend you're in a conversation? Right. A technique, mm-hmm. I believe, pioneered by famous athletes that would use that technique in airports.
Makes sense.
Who did I see doing it? It might have been Magic Johnson that I saw doing it in an airport. We were traveling. Mm-hmm. And he was just on the – and you knew he wasn't having a conversation.
But that helps.
I've seen it also done celebrities ducking into payphones. They do that. So they're busy.
But it's scary. It's just hinky. You know.
What if you answered the door?
In the old days, it used to be the way they really would sell things.
Right.
But now in the age of the internet, it's ridiculous because it scares you.
Pointless.
It terrifies
you.
You
can
very,
also use
very
it when you're trying to avoid panhandlers when they come up for asking you for that change that you got in your pocket.
Yeah,
it works real great for that.
Just do that. But, I wish I'd gotten more info because there was something about it that was really seriously creepy about it.
The next time,
bug me.
Swing your door open briskly and throw a handful of flour in their face.
Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Eric. Chris in Bethesda, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I keep flour just by the door for that reason.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting across from Zeppo the Clown. How do you think I'm doing? I swear to God, I didn't even, he was his usual lethargic self before the show. I had no idea he was going to burst in here and be ready to play today.
No, who knew?
It's amazing. Yes, Chris, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I've got a traveler story. I was coming out of a grocery store in downtown Bethesda, Maryland, beautiful downtown Bethesda, about 2 weeks ago. And I got caught up in a conversation with some middle-aged lady, and I complimented her on her tie-dyed T-shirt. And she said, my man, who I've been living with for 20 years, gave me that. And after 10 minutes or so, her man came up. This is one of those where you're waiting for the rainstorm to pass before you go on your way. And they started talking to me and asking me questions.
Yeah, get to the point. Come on, Robert. Come on. Get to the point, please. I mean, Chris.
Well, I asked them first if they were finders. They said no. Then I said, are you travelers? They said, yeah.
Okay. And so what did you figure out? Did you determine what the hustle was by the time you asked that?
I think they were just doing it to stay in practice. There really was no hustle. I could just tell that these were people who hustled all the time.
It's their life.
Yeah.
And it's really.
It's how they do everything.
And it's very, very scary because, you know what? I'll tell you. I mean, I have absolutely the people that I have no patience with at all are the people that prey on the elderly, and that's who they zero in on.
Absolutely.
You heard that lady in the tape.
Yeah.
That's who they go for. It seems almost a routine, especially with like big home remodeling projects. That's the thing that I watch.
It can be actually very organized and sort of big time. My mother used to be the front end manager of a grocery store.
Right.
And they had a big I'm sorry, sir, am I boring you? they had a trend where what they would do is they would come in. A couple would fake a heart attack at the front of the store,
right?
Just long enough to distract the management, and then they'd climb over the teller's cage to get to the safe.
Wow.
I mean, and it was smooth.
And they were like the travelers and
yeah,
stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And they hit three or four stores.
Let's go to Robert in Charlottesville. Robert, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys. It's a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Great sales training for some of these guys. Apparently, over the holidays, people were calling homes and doing an energy survey for Dominion Power.
I have to stop you. Robert, is this John Edwards? Tell me the truth.
No, no, I swear to God.
This is John Edwards. I swear to God. This is potential vice presidential nominee John Edwards.
Thanks for calling,
John. Go ahead, Robert. You just sounded a lot like him. I love the accent.
Well, thank you.
All right.
He really does.
Sorry. So now he won't be able to finish his story.
You're
but,
killing me.
We're going to try to listen to you, okay?
Anyhow, so what they're doing is they're calling up, we're doing an energy survey for Dominion Power,
right,
and we want to find out what your usage might be over the holidays because we have to plan for these things. Are you buying any items that might need more power, like, say, plasma TVs? Oh, really? Hey, and the other thing we're working with is gas consumption. Are you making any major trips during the holidays? Oh, you're going to visit your grandmother. Where does she live?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they went. So are they trying to set you up for like a burglary or something like that?
Burglary, sure.
A visit.
Yeah. And a visit, yes, sir.
And the power company he's referring to really is doing an energy survey, but these are not the questions they ask.
And I have to ask you, how much did you really pay for that haircut? No, I'm sorry. It's not John Edward. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Curtis.
Stick to the issues, Mike.
Curtis in Ashburn, Virginia. Hello, Curtis. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, have you guys had the bug spray salesman, guys?
I'm sorry. Your phone dropped out. Did you say bug spray salesman?
Yeah.
I haven't had that one yet.
Do you mean an exterminator?
From, exactly, yeah. Although
Hold on a second. Now, wait. Stop, yeah, Curtis. Yeah. Was this an exterminator or was it somebody selling cans of bug spray?
It's an exterminator.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Okay.
You're an idiot.
All right, we understand now. Go ahead with your story. We're going to. And when that happens, we're trying to figure out a way to, you know, continue to maintain our high standards with being a little less abrupt. So what I'm going to do now, Curtis, is we're going to give you 30 seconds to finish, okay?
All right.
All right, go ahead.
The exterminator sales guys.
Yes.
I'm from Utah, and they recruit all these Utah guys, these former Mormon missionaries, to go door-to-door for sales because they feel like they have experience going door-to-door. You've never had these? Every summer, this area just gets inundated with it.
Inundated?
Inundated.
All right. You made it inside the 30 seconds, and that is very, very good luck. Very, very good news.
Interesting.
You know, it's amazing how long 30 seconds can really feel like sometimes. I haven't seen those, but I've seen the guys with, like, the black ties, Curtis. Is that who you're talking about?
Well, yeah, but now, you know, once they finish with their mission, they are recruited by
Dale's dead bug.
Bug spray
sales.
Okay,
all right. Thank you very much.
You're an idiot.
That's very good. Let's go to...
Do you have a bug-killing machine?
Bug spray salesman. Let's go to Joe in Sacramento. Joe, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Great. I got a good buddy who just answered the door with his .44 Magnum by his side and just says, I'm busy. And then the other guys that try to get you to sign, like, the new ballot initiatives or vote Democrat or whatever,
right,
either go with... Now, does it matter if I'm a registered felon, or you can go, does it matter if I'm a registered sex offender? Will this affect it at all?
You know, you're giving me an idea as I'm talking to you, Joe. I'm thinking what would be really cool would be to get that theatrical blood and just come to the door in a wet, in a white t-shirt covered with blood, and then like have it all on your hands and stuff, and like maybe have an eye and just walk up to the door, open the door, and go, what?
Or just look him in the eye and say, this is not a good time.
That would be fun. I would
not
like
now.
That. All right, got time for a couple more, and then we do have to take a break and get our first buzz and meet the big guys.
Hi.
Let's go to, I don't even know how to pronounce your first name. Who's this? From Baltimore. E-O-N. Is that your name, Eon?
No, this is Ian.
Ian.
Oh, that Eon. Would be, I bet you spell that I-A-N.
Yes, I do.
Yes, it's Scottish for
how's
John.
How's it spelled here,
Joe,
Mike?
Joe spelled it. Joe spelled it E-O-N.
Eon.
Sure.
Eon.
You know what TV station my kids love?
What's that?
Nickelodeon.
Hello, Ian. What can we do for you?
I just had another gypsy story, if you're still talking about
I
that.
I like it when you say gypsies, too.
I like gypsies.
Because there's something fairy tale-like about
that. I like that. On the outskirts of town in their wagon.
Very cool. Tell us your tale, Ian.
Well, I'm from up in Maine, and there's a mountain that everybody used to go camping in. And up at along the trail, there were a bunch of gypsies camped out.
Give us the mountain name, because we got a lot of listeners up in Maine at WZAN up in Portland, Maine. I want to talk about that later in the show, too. I got an idea about that.
Oh.
How we can help the old syndicated cause a little bit.
We're going mountain climbing?
Do you know, is it Katahdin?
It wasn't Katahdin, but it was up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the mountain, but
That's
we went there a couple of times when I was in high school.
You found gypsy camps.
Yeah. And the gypsies, what they did is they had underage daughters, and they would try and get them to seduce men over 18.
Oh, now you're talking. I stopped the clock there.
Let's go mountain climbing.
Really? And then what, they would rifle them, you know, they would get their wallets and stuff like that?
No, what they do is they blackmail them for just a bunch of money if they could get them pregnant.
Oh, right. My God.
Yeah, see,
wow.
That's
a long way to go for a scam.
Let's
isn't
stay
it?
Down here.
Poor dear. Speaking of Maine, let's go to Ray. Ray's calling us from our affiliate up in Maine, WZAN up in Portland, Maine. What can we do for you, Ray?
Hi, Mike. Longtime listener, and saw you guys when you came to Portland years ago. But a helpful hint for when you've got one of these people who come to your door, bring your cell phone, and even if you don't have a camera cell phone, say, I need to take your picture just to protect myself.
Oh, I like
that.
That
will turn them away real fast if they're not on the legit.
Very nice.
That
very
is
smart.
A really,
That's
I mean,
a good idea.
I mean, okay, I'm going to need to take your picture.
People are finding ways.
That would even weird legit people out, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want some creep in a house taking my picture, even if I was a door-to-door salesman.
And if they
that
agreed,
would work.
If they agree to the photo, say, now please disrobe.
Ray, thank you very much for the call.
Yep, take care.
There he goes. That's Ray from Maine. We got to take a short break.
Ah.
When we come back, we'll have our first buzz of the afternoon, and it's time to meet the big guys as we play Fat Daddy, Let the Games Begin. We will have that right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.